the time has gone. 30 minutes past 9. This is your host, Ainsley.
Special K.
And
Faria.
Woo! On the Pods Miniature Show at Alive 90.5. We've got the one. We've got the only Dylan.
Amanda
joining us. And I normally struggle with that bit of pronunciation. Amanda.
Yeah, how do you spell Dylan?
Well, there's two ways you can spell Dylan. Dylan with a D-Y or D-I.
Dylan's parents just wanted him to be different.
Yeah,
yeah.
Unique, you know.
Well, Dylan is a young, he's vibrant, he's here in the studio with us, and he's got a new release called Happy Place. We had him here, I think, last month.
With Voyager.
I know. Definitely. Do you want to give us a bit of an intro, Special K, about Dylan?
So Dylan is a singer-songwriter in Sydney, and he is currently, I guess, debuting his new song as well as a show. Did you want to tell us a little bit more about that, Dylan?
Basically, the new song is called Happy Place, and it's really just a recollection of some of the greatest memories I had as a kid when I was growing up. And yeah, that's basically it. It's just about like a simpler and a carefree time where we really had no responsibilities as a kid.
It was not the best time of our lives. And you never knew. We never knew when you were kids that you had this carefree, don't care, no responsibility.
Yeah.
And it's all taken away from you by adulthood.
Definitely.
Death to adulthood.
I guess what inspired you to write this song, Dylan?
It was really just like watching a lot of home videos of mine, like me and my family. Just all this like random stuff. So actually the music video to this is literally just a bunch of home videos and a bunch of like videos of the present in the same locations as the home videos.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was a pretty cool idea.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. So that's what really just inspired it. Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's great. Now, Dylan, Happy Place, you know. I love that.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Ainsley.
No. Wait, I said place, it's not something else.
Sorry, Dylan.
Kidding. But you know what? You know when you were a kid, by the way, do you know how many times you laughed when you were a kid?
Yeah. And actually laughed from the heart, from the stomach, from the gut, you know?
And as adults, we don't laugh that much. How many times a day do you laugh?
I laugh a lot, actually.
Yeah, I actually laugh a lot. But you're just on a show with positive people.
We're laughing now, actually.
Yeah. Because you've been conditioned to say, "What are you laughing for? Why are you laughing?" You know, like, and then you just stop laughing.
Really? What? Yeah. Which? I don't know, Ainsley.
When you were at school, they did that to you.
Oh yeah, I think I guess they want you to be listening to the teacher when the lesson's happening, Ainsley. Yeah. Maybe.
All I know is I used to laugh like heaps. You used to laugh heaps when you were like really young as kids at kindergarten and school, and then you just like kind of stop laughing.
Oh no, keep laughing because we're here, and you know we got people like Dylan here to remind us of that, and I can't wait to see the clip actually, just
Thank
to
you.
See how
yeah.
you think when you're little. And now you're at the same place, but you're still happy because you had such good memories from when you were little.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your experiences, especially throughout your journey, has inspired your music in any way?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, like, obviously, a lot of fond memories from the childhood, and it definitely has inspired my music, as well as actually, like, within my music, there's actually little laugh tracks of some of the home videos.
Oh wow!
From my kids. So yeah, it has definitely inspired.
How many brothers and sisters are you?
I have one older brother. His name's Milan.
So you're the youngest.
Milan and
yes,
Dylan.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Creative.
Milan and Dylan. That's what it is.
But yeah, so older brother, and he's inspired me a lot as well over the years. He actually got me into music as a kid. So.
Yeah, you mentioned last time you were here.
Yep.
He's been an inspiration. That's so nice that you had that connection and you still got 100%. That connection.
That's it.
That's wonderful.
Well, let's bring the listeners Happy Place, and we're going to cross back for some more questions for Dylan shortly. Enjoy.
Sometimes you need to take responsibility for your own happiness. I'm happy for the first time in my life, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. It takes a long time to realize how truly miserable you are, and even longer to see that it doesn't have to be that way. Only after you give up everything can you begin to find a way to be happy.
Sun's rays would shine on through when we were young and free. It seems it hasn't come to
play. The sky is not the only thing that's blue. Time's under the lemon tree. Innocence slips away. What I would do for those memories, I crave. And I can hear it call today to think these are my golden days. Yet it's calling me to play. I'm reaching for my happy place. Didn't remain to be one. The things I would do to relive those precious times. Oh, some hearts and minds and intertwined. Innocence slips away. And I can hear it call today to think these are my golden days. Yet it's calling me to play. I'm searching for my happy place. Sleepless nights, mind running. Ever be the same? Oh, the reluctance to change that disguised as pain.
That is Happy Place by Dylan Amanda. And there's beautiful, I definitely recommend that you go and check that out. If you get a chance on YouTube as well, you'll see a bit of growing Dylan's life growing up, where he spent quite a bit of time out in Wollongong. You'll see some images where he's, I thought for one second he was skydiving, but he wasn't quite skydiving. He was watching people skydive. And he was also in Cessnock out in Newcastle in the beautiful Hunter Valley region, which is beautiful.
Beautiful memories of childhood.
Really good memories. Awesome.
Well, Dylan, I just wanted to ask, you have a few exciting things coming up. Did you want to share that with us?
Yep.
What's happening next month?
That's awesome. That's a big day on March 26th. It's a Saturday. So it's I've got my debut concert at the Factory Theatre. So yeah, come down, guys. It's basically just a show. It's ticketed. The opening act will be Cez Malone. She's a good friend of mine. And so doors open 7:30, Marrickville in Factory Theatre on March 26th.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now that's great.
Oh, debut show. That's
I know.
Awesome. You've come such a long way. Do you have any words of inspiration for, I guess, young singers who want to pursue a career in music?
I think the main thing is just consistency. Just doing something, either regardless if it's music, shows, just promoting, whatever it is, do something.
That's all amazing. I can say, really.
You've got to be visible, I think. Definitely, that's the thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it takes that dedication.
Yeah. I think half of it is really just like a lot of this like good social media content, I think, because that's where like half the promotion is these days. That's really about it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, one other thing is don't give up. That's a big one as well.
Consistency, don't give up, be visible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
keep pursuing your dreams.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful advice. Yeah.
Well, Dylan, I want to say thank you so much for joining us here on the show. For taking us to a bit of a happy place.
Definitely.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
I don't know why Faria, special F here over here, is glowing at the moment.
Special F.
Because she's thinking about her happy place.
I am special F, that's why.
Well, thanks, Dylan. And next time we bring you in, we're going to get you with your guitar.
I'm so excited.
Would you do that? That would be awesome. Yeah, do a bit
definitely
of
next time.
We should.
A bit of acoustic.
Bit of like raw singing. I love that. I'll join you. I will freaking join you.
I'm going to have to first listen to that before you join me. I don't want to scare the listeners off.
I'm all for that too. We'll do a pre-rehearsal singing.